You're with us for the morning show as we zoom in on Lake Geneva on the Illinois border. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Visitors to downtown Lake Geneva will not be required to wear protective face masks or maintain social distancing to combat the coronavirus pandemic. As the summer tourist season ramps up, its city council voted Thursday to reject a proposal that would have required people to wear masks whenever congestion prevented them from following the 6-foot social distancing guideline. So what do you think about large crowds visiting tourist areas in our state? Are you a business owner in Lake Geneva? How are you navigating summer tourists and the pandemic? Join in with your observations, your questions, 800-642-1234. Stephanie Klett is president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. She previously served as the Wisconsin Secretary of Tourism. Stephanie, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Kate, it's great to talk to you.
All right, so we saw those images over Memorial Day weekend, thousands of tourists visiting Lake Geneva and not much protection. What did you see and what were those conversations like afterward?
Well, that's a big question. That's a 30-minute show. So, you know what, I have to say, I'd like to tell you a little bit about what folks didn't see and then what they did see and what Lake Geneva is doing to deal with that. Thursday and Friday, we know that Memorial Day weekend is traditionally the kickoff to the summer tourism season. And what you didn't see are so many businesses doing it right and so many people and visitors doing it right. We have an office right across from Geneva Lake. It was 2 blocks away from the area that all the national news media outlets were broadcasting from. And it was overwhelming. People had been pent up and safer at home orders for a couple months. But on the Thursday and Friday of Memorial Day weekend, as people started to come in, it was awesome to see how many people were so safety conscious. They wore masks at every store. I went to 5 stores on Friday. Every single employee, owner, and visitor had a face mask on. They had sanitation stations everywhere. People respected social distancing. On Saturday and Sunday, that changed in spades. And I think it was as much of a shock for the community, for all these business owners that really did right, that spent money, time, preparation, planning to do it right. And so what you saw was Wrigley Drive with 4 restaurants that had outdoor dining and just nonstop people waiting in lines. So many of the visitors that were interviewed said, we've had enough. We can't take it anymore. We had to get out. And Lake Geneva really had a perfect storm because the weather was stunning for Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and Monday. And Saturday had some tornado touchdowns near the area, but in our area, minus a few minutes of rain, it was a beautiful day. So you have this kickoff to the busiest season when people usually put it on their calendars to get out. You had perfect weather, and you had overwhelming crowds in a very small area. Because, again, there are 2 things that folks didn't see that I think are important. Actually, several. But one, where my office is, right behind us is Flat Iron Park. Every single family in that park was social distancing, and it was far more than 6 feet. And I was so touched by that. And this is on the crowdest day.
What should be the best day for a tourism director?
Yeah. And that's just it. There are a lot of mixed emotions. And whether it's George Floyd right now or it's bringing business and tourism back, it seems like today there are no simple answers. I think something the city learned from was something they did very right, and that was Riviera Beach. Riviera Beach holds 900 people. The harbor master, who's employed by the city of Lake Geneva, Linda Frame, said, okay, we've got a social distance, no more than 300. That's the maximum capacity for people to safely social distance, and we're going to monitor it. That was the big thing. So many people did the right thing, but they didn't have the enforcement of it. So at 10 o'clock when she opened the beach, by 10:30, they cut it off. for the day. It was 300 people, and they had folks that were on the beach saying, be sure to spread out. You know, oh, watch it, watch it. And they did it in such a kind way. So those were the things that, were done right.
Well, Stephanie, I want to pause here to take a call. Don is joining us from Lake Geneva. Hi, Don.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a Lake Geneva business owner and homeowner, and the crowds, to say the least, were very upsetting. I did not witness a lot of social distancing, zero masks wearing, maybe one out of 30. I'm very proud of our city itself doing the stations, the masks, and taking precautions for the COVID. But my question is for city council and for the city itself, what are they going to do when Lake Geneva is a new hotspot coming up this fall or later this summer, potentially, with all of these unmasked people coming in? And our town is so sick that nothing can be open, and we don't have the medical care locally to take care of 8,000 sick local residents.
Steph.
Well, that's an excellent question, and I'm meeting with the mayor at 10:30 today. They had a city council meeting yesterday. Obviously, Walworth County Health is keeping tabs on, since Memorial Day was over a week ago, seeing who is getting the COVID virus. You know, are those numbers going up? And so they're giving it that 14-day window. And I know one of the things the mayor has asked to meet with me about is a mask campaign, because the businesses were doing it. But he brings up an extremely valid point, is that there is no uniformity in how the whole state is opening. And once the Supreme Court overturned Evers' decision, it was, okay, this county is doing this, this county is doing that. When whether it was federally or by the state, I think, you know, it kind of created the situation where everybody is doing what they think is best for their community. I'm sure the city felt a lot of heat because so many business owners said, and they were very vocal about it, if this goes on one more week, I will no longer have my business. They've borrowed on everything. Their employees, a lot of restaurants were feeding their employees. They had to let go of or furlough temporarily. And so, again, the issue was extremely complex. But one of the things we're talking about at 10:30 is a mass campaign, getting the word out there, because we do safety for to be considered. It's a call for people to take a considered approach when traveling. And we're going to be challenging our visitors to be compassionate and care for the health of others while supporting local businesses. So
Stephanie,
social distancing,
yeah,
mask, hygiene.
I want to jump in here. Don, how is your business doing right now? And what are you trying to do to keep it safe during COVID?
My business was hit in early February with zero business, basically through February and most of March. I had to lay off a couple of employees of mine in the industry that I work in. And we're an essential business with that. But the essential part of the business dried up in the state and in local areas that we service completely. So we've had to rely on the government paycheck protection loans, which weren't enough. They only lasted for just a small amount of time. We've put in for additional loans. We've used some of our credit. It's put us at the fringe of going under as well, like many, many, many other small businesses have been placed in. We do, we have to go out with some of the essential services, but, we wear masks, we wear protection, we're using hand sanitizers, that sort of thing as well. But it's very difficult, very, very difficult right now for everyone.
And finally, what would you suggest that Lake Geneva do here heading into such a prime tourist time? What action do you want Lake Geneva to take?
Well, I understand that it's a very complicated, and I understand that businesses need to, to keep themselves open. I would hate to see our downtown and our local businesses suffer financially. But the local people don't even visit the downtown much because of the concern. Everyone that I've spoken to has been avoiding downtown because the people that are coming into the city don't wear masks. they aren't necessarily social distancing. There's a lot of, there's things like, they just trashed our town when they came in, basically. And I would like to see the city either put up some sort of signage that says, the masks are required, or have some sort of ordinance like Illinois does, where they have to wear a mask in any business that they go into in our area. And I think that would do dramatic, protections for everyone that's involved, both the people visiting and all of our business owners here locally.
Well,
I think
Don,
the simple thing is a mask is it would do great amount of benefit.
Well, Don, thank you for contributing your thoughts. Stephanie Klett, it sounds like Don is saying that, if there was a concerted effort to wear masks and you're looking at a campaign that would help. Have you noticed businesses having to close, though, because they can't make ends meet?
Yes, we've had a couple. A lot of them got very inventive. And they, I listened to your business segment earlier and about online business. And so they quickly navigated to online. Don brings up some interesting and good points. But one of the things that the downtown businesses say is that they're very rarely supported by local residents. And last week you did a show where I found it fascinating because Door County said the same thing, that a lot of their residents, when visitors come in, the residents leave or they don't go, to the downtown villages. And that brings up an interesting question as well, because then sometimes the downtown feels like, wow, we're not being supported by our own, and this is a visitor town. And so you notice that almost anywhere, whether it's Bayfield or Door County or places like Galena, is that folks that move to the area because they fell in love with it as a visitor, once they're there, say, gosh, I don't like all these visitors here.
Well, let's pause there with Stephanie Klett, CEO of Visit Lake Geneva, promoting tourism. We can hear from you, 800-642-1234. Back in a moment on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're spending time in Lake Geneva, where the city council is meeting later today on next steps to help contain the spread of the deadly virus in the height of the tourist season. How is your tourist town managing the pandemic and the influx of out-of-towners? Has your tourist community held meetings? What are businesses doing to figure out how to keep customers safe? Still time for you, 800-642-1234. Stephanie Klett is president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva, and she stays with us. Let's take another call now. Chris is here from Adams. Hi, Chris.
Good morning. I live far enough away from the Dells not to have to go there, but close enough that it's a concern for the people in this town. We've been talking about it. The Dells opened last week, and I can't imagine the nightmare of trying to keep people safe in a water park. That's just beyond me. But I also wanted to say that the Dells is basically a ghost town in the wintertime. It completely shuts down. And they hire UW students in the summer and put them in on top of each other, party hardy housing for the summer. And then the UW is talking about reopening this fall. And it just seems to me that this is a nightmare waiting to happen for our young people.
Chris, thank you for that call. Stephanie, what is staffing like when tourist season ramps up and younger people find jobs in your community?
Well, Chris brings up a great point. Now, in Lake Geneva, we don't have, Wisconsin Dells, the volume of visitors. And, they have a lot of J-1 visas, a lot of students from all over the world there. And we don't have the student housing that the Dells has, because that really is one of the things that, the CDC is talking about, whether it's in a nursing home or, smaller confined spaces. And these are very nice places in the Dells that students have housing, but they are closer quarters. And Wisconsin Dells has been opening up a little bit at a time, but there will come a time when you reach that mass number. And then what do you do then? And so that, I think that's the big question. Everyone in the tourism community is asking, and there are so many mixed answers. And it's almost one of those things where you need to have the folks ready to enforce and say, enough, we can't, we're at maximum capacity for safety. I like what Don said with the ordinance. But with Wisconsin Dells, with, you know, the amount of volume of visitors they deal with, you know, Lake Geneva tourism is big business. You know, it is a $585 million industry, and that's in direct visitor spending. And think about that with, you know, 7,600 residents. In Wisconsin Dells, it's over $1 billion.
Wow.
And so the tourist community, the visitor community, we've been meeting with an organization called Destinations Wisconsin, and it's all the Convention and Visitors Bureaus and Chambers of Commerce to go over best practices. But the truth is, we don't know. And that's why Lake Geneva was so eye-opening, because it let us know, wow, this is what's coming at us. How do we regroup?
Well, let's look for a moment at vacation rentals. Homeowners can convert their properties to short-term rentals, and there's a city ordinance requiring a $2,000 yearly fee, but the city council may look at reducing that. What do you see there in terms of both the fee reduction and how you would approach vacation rentals in your community during COVID?
You know, that's a really good and interesting question. I know there's legislation that's going in front of here in Wisconsin, in Madison, because I really think that they need to set the precedence for that. They need to set the rule. That's a big one, and that's why a lot of folks aren't big into vacation rentals right now. With it, you know, and so it's going to be interesting. I don't have the answer to that question. I really don't. That's still pending certain legislation at the state level, and it's one that the Board of Directors of Visit Lake Geneva has been talking a lot about, because it's not just, you know, it's everything from the safety of the person staying there. You know, a lot of times there's that sense of safety because, wow, I've got my own home. Things are better here. It's safer here. But then you don't have the same standards. And so that's very mixed, and that's going in front of our legislature, and I look forward to what they say.
Stephanie Klett, President and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. We're looking at how this tourist destination is preparing for the summer season amid the pandemic. With your questions, 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Tina now in Twin Lakes. Hi, Tina.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was wondering, with the talk that you were just having about kids working in Lake Geneva, and my question is, what is happening, especially for like the Riviera Beach, where those kids are really close one-on-one with everybody coming from out of town? If anything is happening to compensate them, like additional essential pay for, you know, workers who have to deal with everybody from everywhere, you know, or what is actually happening for them, because they really are on the front lines. And I'm wondering how they're dealing with that with the beach.
That's a great question. I know Linda Frame has put in, and she, again, is the harbor master. She has a really thorough list of how they have to interact, whether that's social distancing. Of course, you know, with payment, you have to pay in advance. And so as least you can touch, the better. We know that being outside and social distanced is a lot safer than being inside. In fact, National Public Radio did an incredible post last week about risk factors. She would have, I don't have her exact list, but you know what, I'm going to bring that up today because I am meeting with many people from the city, because I think that's a great question. But I know she was extremely thoughtful and had probably one of the most thorough plans out of everybody. But that is one thing that our business owners are doing. If their employees are not comfortable, and whether that's just because they're scared of COVID, you know, they're young and they're a little freaked out, or that they have health issues, they are being really great saying, when we, you know, see things as a little more time goes on, when you are comfortable, come back to us. And so there's a great understanding from the business owners' side as well.
Tina, thank you. Let's go to Jane now in Menominee. Hi, Jane.
Hello. I have a suggestion that I've been thinking about. In our community, I would like to see a masked Monday. You know, right now they do the 7 to 9 a.m., you know, for seniors to come in and feel safe. I'm suggesting a whole day because now seniors can go out to eat. They can go downtown or anybody else that feels, you know, that they would like to be more cautious and just take a whole day. And that might help getting some businesses in local communities, people to stay in their local communities if, in fact, they do feel safe.
Jean, I love that idea. I wrote it down. I love that idea because it was almost like what an earlier caller, Don, had said about, you know, us locals don't really want to go downtown, but you do a mask Monday. I think that's a brilliant idea. And I also think that that's an example of what it's going to take to get us out of this as we find our way in new territory.
Jane, thank you. Stephanie, before we have to let you go, you know, part of tourism is all the festivals and the concerts, the events, and we've seen those cancellations straight across the calendar. What plans are being made for events in Lake Geneva?
Well, you know what? I have to say, you know, last year, USA Today named Lake Geneva the number one small town for adventure. And yes, we have events. Some of them have been postponed, a couple of them canceled. But where we hang our hats are outdoors. You know, everything from our 21-mile lakeshore path to the White River State Trail and bike riding to Bigfoot Beach State Park. We are really an outdoor destination. But our attractions are really what lure people in. So whether that's Safari Lake Geneva, who revamped their model, so when you're on this wildlife preserve, you stay in your car the whole time. They made that adaptation because of COVID, but it's been so successful, they're keeping this model. Lake Geneva Cruise Line has created pod seating. So, you know, for their cruises on Geneva Lake, you can either be outside or in pods of 2 to 4 that are social distance from each other. So the whole community has really transformed the visitor experience and how they're hosting them.
Stephanie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Stephanie Klett is president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. Just ahead, we find out what the pandemic has taught us about the laws of supply and demand. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.